Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hello, this is Arlen Solem. I'm a member of First Lutheran Church, and I will be reading today from Mark chapter 13, 14 through 27. And it reads, "But when you see the desolating sacrilege set up where it ought not to be," and in quote, or in parentheses it says, "let the reader understand, then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. The one on the housetop must not go down or enter the house to take anything away. The one in the field must not turn back to get a coat. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that it may not be in winter. For in those days there will be suffering, such as not been from the beginning of the creation that God created until now, no one never will be. And if the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would be saved. For the sake of the elect whom he chose, he has cut short those days. And if anyone says to you at that time, 'Look, here's the Messiah,' or 'Look, there he is,' do not believe. False messiahs and false prophets will appear and produce signs and omens to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But be alert, I have already told you everything. But in those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his collect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven." It ends our reading. So this reading has a Jesus that we don't often, I think about anyway. Many of us don't. He's not healing people. He's not teaching so much in parables or anything. He is talking about difficult times. And it comes right after when Jesus has talked about being outside the temple and the disciples saying how beautiful the temple is, and Jesus saying that not one stone will be left upon here, all will be thrown down. And I think about Mark's gospel. Whoever Mark was wrote his gospel down sometime around the year 70, which was just after the Jewish revolt, and they would fight the Romans and the temple would be destroyed. And so Mark's audience very much were people who knew that the temple would be destroyed and lived in very dangerous times. A violent revolution attempt against the Romans was crushed with people dead all over. And I think too about all of these signs that people sometimes, I'm sure you've heard people pointing to these are the last days, and texts like this and things like in the book of Revelation and Daniel and such. And people have been saying that for 2,000 years. You see it here, this sense that the Jesus return will be very soon, any day now. In Paul's letters, he writes as if it's going to happen any day now. I had a friend text me the other day about something, the signs that are happening now. I know you're a Christian, you must be seeing these things, and it's going to happen. And I think people have been saying that for 2,000 years. And there certainly are difficult times. These were difficult times in Israel when this was written. And I think about the difficult times in Israel now and in Palestine now, and all of the times when awful, awful things have seemed to be passing in various places in the world. It seems continually throughout history, there's some place in the world where things are just terrible. But the good news is at the end here that it ends good. Jesus, the Son of Man, will come in the clouds with great power and glory. When that happens, Jesus will say later, just after this, in fact, that no one knows the day or the hour, so always be ready. But good news is on the way. When things seem terrible, you still have hope. Let's pray. Dear God, we give you thanks for your word, as Mark tells it to us. We give you thanks for the gift of Jesus and for knowing that whatever difficulties we face today, whatever struggles there are in the world, that things will end well, that you are our God and that you love us, that you will return and make things right one day. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.